بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Who are the muttaqeen? The title of our pre-taraweeh program this year. We are studying those ayat of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described for us the muttaqeen. Allah has mentioned their attributes and their qualities. The first few ayat in the opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we are presently studying Baqarah, ayah number 177, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists for us the categories of persons who are deserving of our contribution, sadaqah, our charity. Last night we spoke of as-sa'ilin, wafis sa'ilin, and they spend on the sa'ilin, the beggars. The next category and the last category mentioned in this part of the Quran, Allah says, wafir riqab. Riqab, they spend on the riqab. Riqab is the plural of raqabah. Riqab refers to slaves. Today we do not have slavery, or there are no slaves that exist in the modern world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of setting slaves free. So a person purchases a slave, and after purchasing that slave, he then sets the slave free. The first person in Islam to carry out this deed was none other than Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And who was the recipient of his generosity and kindness? It was none other than Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a slave who suffered much at the hands of his master and his owner when he embraced Islam. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw the sufferings and the persecution that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to endure, he purchased Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu from his owner, and immediately after purchasing him, he set him free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to another attribute of theirs, which he already spoke of over there. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ. So after their spending, their voluntary spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us where to spend, on whom to spend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of the other attribute of the muttaqeen, attribute number two over there. Over there Allah says, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And they establish salah, and we spoke extensively on what establishment of salah means. Here Allah also says, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ. Another attribute of the muttaqeen, emphasizing the aspect of salah, and he establishes his salah. We spoke about aqama. Aqama means to construct. He constructs salah in his life. He builds it into his life. Brothers, one thing let's walk away with, at least this Ramadan, is this aspect of salah. Enhance the quality of my salah. If it doesn't exist in my life, after Ramadan, let it remain in my life. Let's construct it in our lives this Ramadan. Perhaps it needs some renovation. Maybe the construction is there, the building is there. It needs some touching up. It needs some revamping. It needs some renovating. That's what Ramadan is all about. Renovating ourselves. So one thing let us walk away with, at least, if there is anything, and that is the quality of our salah. If it doesn't exist in my life, let it come into my life. If it's not happening with jama'ah, let it be happening with jama'ah. If there is some deficiency in the quality of my salah, let me enhance it during what these last few days of the month of Ramadan. And that's it. That's all Allah says about salah. When it came to spending, there was elaboration. But salah, that's all Allah needs to say about salah. Aqama salah. Construct salah in your life. That's all that needs to be said. Nothing more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves on to the next attribute of the muttaqeen. What is that? وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ. So first Allah spoke of the voluntary spending. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the obligatory spending that the muttaqi discharges. And what is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he pays zakah. Of course, there are certain categories of people who will discharge the zakah and pay the zakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's one of the objectives of zakah? Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Take zakah from their wealth. Zakah is a type of sadaqah. So in the Quran it's referred to, in more than one place, it's referred to as sadaqah. It's an obligatory sadaqah, an obligatory charity. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the sadaqah, take the zakah from the wealth, and discharge the zakah. Why? Tutahhiruhum. It will purify them. Watuzakihim. And it will cleanse them. Through that zakah, you are purifying and you are cleansing your wealth. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ tayyib. Allah is pure. لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah only accepts that which is pure. So there are different purifications that we undergo. There's the aspect of purifying our bodies. Our bodies must always be purified. Our clothes must be purified. Our hearts must be purified from the inward maladies. And that is what we are experiencing right now, the month of Ramadan. It's a purification of the soul. So purification of the soul takes place, purification of our bodies takes place, purification of our clothes takes place, and our wealth must also be purified. How is the wealth purified? Through the paying and the discharging of zakah. Brothers, one thing we must understand, that zakah is an ibadah. Today many treat zakah as a tax, as a form of tax. Right? It's some payment that I have to make, and some payment that I must discharge on an annual basis. It's an ibadah. It's a form of worship. What's the objective of an ibadah? Every ibadah that you perform, there's a greater objective. What is that? It's a channel to lead you to Allah. The Isha Salah that we had performed and the Taraweeh Salah that we will inshallah perform, that is not the objective. There's a greater objective. That's a channel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept different channels and means available for us in order to reach Him. What are those channels? Ibadat, acts of worship. Zakah too is an act of worship. It's not a tax that we have to pay. And that's why we should try and get involved in our zakah. And not simply give it to somebody to discharge it on our behalf as if it is some tax that we are paying, or we are paying some amount to SARS that is due to them. This is a form of ibadah, and let us ensure that when we are discharging it, we are discharging it with the correct frame of mind, that it is an act of worship, it is an ibadah through which I will gain nearness and closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.